a means, as a way to do something. Because here I have access to people that I don't have access to when I'm not here. You can have access to this resource as well. So I encourage you to come down to KBOO, go through the volunteer orientation if you have the time, if you have the means to do so. You can go online to kboo.fm. And once you've gone through the volunteer orientation, you can have access to training that will enable you to develop the skills to create radio. And if you don't want to be on the mic, if you don't want to be on the air, there are many other roles that you can play that support KBOO staying on the air. This is our fall membership drive, so you can call us and you can donate. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right on the corner of 8th and Burnside. If you see me in the community, say what's up. Know that I'm up to something that's bigger than me, but as an individual, I'm using my skills deliberately. My name carries weight like fame carries hate. I've been training every day and my aim's very straight. The object that I target seems immensely vast, but it's really 1% of our sum total mass. Swing bats and kneecaps, this thing has to crash, completely collapse to free us from class. The state demonstrates that its fate is to clash with us who construct what shall come to pass. I'm going to leave you with a song called Earthbound. I've been enjoying talking to you today on News from the Boo, and I hope you continue to support KBOO in doing what we do. Give us a shout at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Peace.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. What's Life Without Laughter is coming up next, right after a couple messages.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Finance Committee meets the fourth Monday of every month at 4:30 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Vibe's Grand Opening Weekend and 10th Birthday, Friday, September 22nd. At Vibe in Portland. Vibe's grand opening weekend and 10th birthday will unveil Vibe of Portland's new studio along with a celebration of a decade of empowering kids through art. Again, that's Vibe's grand opening weekend and 10th birthday, Friday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. at Vibe of Portland's new studio at 5633 Southeast Division Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hi, my name is Pauline.
And I'm her brother Arnold.
Our mom volunteers at KBOO. She's just one of the 500 volunteers that keep the station running.
Thank you for listening to KBOO and supporting the station.
You are a member, right?
If you're listening to the station, you should be a member.
Remember, it's community radio, and you're part of the community.
It isn't fair for other people to pay your way.
Yeah, remember, that's not a good example for us kids. Remember, we're all in it together.
Now, I know money's tight. My mom won't let me get a PlayStation 2, even though I like PlayStation 2s. She says they make you dumb, plus they're expensive.
Well, here's something that's neither. It's called a KBOO membership. And you owe it to yourself and to the community to become a member now.
Or renew your existing membership. Just call 503-232-8818. Or 1-877-500-KBOO.
And thanks for supporting KBOO.
Welcome to What's Life Without Laughter. I am your host with the most, T6. Of course, we all know this show is it's a show where we talk about things that are going on in the community around the world. Of course, we like to put a little comedic twist on it because that's how we do here. First of all, we would like to hear it. What's Life Without Laughter? Say goodbye to my beautiful co-host, Ms. Belinda Giles. She moved on to Atlanta to do some bigger things other than what she thought was here in Portland. So she will be missed, and we're grateful that the time she spent here is the boom. So in the studio today, I have no other than the talented Ms. Deborah Wooten Williams. Say hello, Ms. Debbie.
Hello, how you doing? That was a long name. You just called me Debbie Wooten.
Okay, just, you know, I didn't know. I looked it up. I was like, well, you know, I'll just go by the name that's on the social media.
That's okay. That's okay. But, you know, we can narrow down. Okay. Debbie Wooten.
Wooten. Okay, what the people know you by?
Debbie.
Of course, Debbie.
That's my love name.
That's a love name. So, of course, Miss Wooten here. I call her Miss Wooten. Debbie here. She is one of the veteran comics around here. Reason why I say veteran, because she's just a pro at what she do. And you can't be a pro without being on the game and doing the game for a long time. But I like to let people, you know, I believe can't nobody tell you better than you. So go ahead and give the listeners a little info about you, Debbie. Some of your accolades.
Well, I am an old school comedian. I am 61 years old. I'm a baby boomer. Over the years, I have lost some of my boom boom, but not all of it. I've been doing stand-up for about 30 years. Started off doing Toastmasters International and moved on from there. I just wanted some tickets to see a Sinbad show, and he had the little contest at a nightclub the night before his show.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and I won.
Oh, of course.
Sinbad told me I need to be a comedian, so was my start.
Okay. That was one of my questions. How did you get started? So, of course, you're a Portland coming now. I'm not sure. You're not originally from Portland, are you?
No, I'm from the Windy City, Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love the wind because I blew all the skinny women away. I was like dating all the time because I was a big girl.
the Windy City, so it worked for you, huh?
Oh, it worked for me until I had 5 kids.
Oh.
And after my saw that my marriage wasn't going to work, I decided to move my 5 kids and me out of the hood to the Tacoma, Washington woods.
I like that. Of course, so you're a mother of 5 kids, so.
Yes, I've been a mother for over 100 years. That's 5 kids times 18 years apiece.
Okay.
And my baby is 36 years old, and my oldest is 45, so just multiply that times.
Okay.
That's how many years I've been a mother. A little burnt out, but I still claim to be the mama. And now I'm a mother of 14 grandbabies, too.
Oh, wow. So you got a whole lot of new comedians coming up, huh?
Oh, they think they funny.
Okay.
They think they funny.
They got to be funny with a grandma as funny as you.
So. Well, one thing about it, they like to talk a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a family curse. Everybody like to talk. So we all marry and made up with quiet people so we can talk.
Well, you know, that's one of the traits you have to have as a comedian. You got to be able to talk, so, or at least like to talk.
It's like our air.
It is talk. You know, I talk too much sometimes, but
well, my daddy used to tell me, I talk, girl, you talk more than a clapper bell and a goose behind. I didn't know what that meant for years. What's a clapper bell and a goose behind? So finally, when I got old enough, I looked it up, and the clapper bell is a little piece of meat that hang over the goose's behind. And so when he walk, it flaps up and down real fast. And so that's the clapper bell. So I said, thanks, Daddy, that I talk more than a duck's butt.
Boy. Basically.
Yes.
Was your dad a funny guy? Did he have a comedic side to him?
Yeah, he was. He should have been a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
He was. I remember one time I was playing Michael Jackson's song, I'll Be There.
Uh-huh.
And I played it all night. I was playing that record over and over again on my little 45. And my daddy knocked on the door. He said, he ain't got there yet. I don't think he coming. He been lying to you all night and said I'm coming. He ain't got there. I don't think he gonna come.
Yeah, he probably did. I know most of us probably knew somebody that could have been a comedian. That, you know, I didn't even know what comedian was back then. But now when I look back, I see, oh, I knew a lot of people that before me that could have been comedians. So, really quick, we're gonna take a little break really quick, and when we come back, we're gonna talk some more with Debbie Wooten. Also, some PDX Hot Topics, of course, we know Jeff Sessions in town, so we'll be right back. Stick around, you guys. What's Life Without Laughter?
You're listening to your favorite community radio station that is Life. What is Life Without Laughter, T6? Thank you for bringing this to our life. I'm Del, and I'm here with Vincent. And both of you are here to remind you that this is KBOO's fall membership drive. And during the membership drive, well, this is the time when we celebrate all of you amazing members who are already a part of our community. And also, we ask you all to renew your commitment to this amazing radio station. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, or go online at kboo.fm. We are trying to raise $50 for What's Life Without Laughter in the next about 20 minutes. So that would mean one of you calling with this gift of $50, or maybe several of you calling with a gift of $10 each, for example. There's lots of ways that we can meet this goal this half hour. So if you have ideas and thoughts, please call us and share them with us. 877-500-5266 is the number to call.
Thank you so much, Del. It's just an honor to be here tonight with you, and thank you so much. Listeners, yes, KBOO has been a staple of this community. I'm a native Portlander. It has been a part of my life, and I've watched it grow with this community. And not just grow with this community, but it has been a voice to be able to form this community as well here in Portland. As it has seen the good, bad, and indifferent of the city, and we need to keep that going with the voices that we hear. Again, just a $50 gift to keep this wonderful program running for us. I love it because it really gets into the depth of comedy, and we just want to be able to provide more programming like this for you. So just call 877-500-5266. Now, and like Del said, go to kboo.fm. It's a treasure trove on there, besides just being able to donate on our website, a treasure trove of archives of music and all sorts of shows.
And if you become a member now, you will be entered to win a prize. Today, during this drive, we have a new prize every day, and today's drawing is for creative body art, also known as tattoo art. And so you can win a $200 gift certificate from Skeleton Key Tattoo in Portland. And again, we're offering a new prize every day. So call 877-500-5266 right now to be entered for a chance to win. We are looking for folks out there who love What's Life Without Laughter, who support T6. And What's Life Without Laughter. This is such a wonderful program because you are not going to hear it anywhere else. And KBOO brings you that kind of programming thanks to you. You do this for yourself. You do this for all of us. Thank you for contributing and being a part of this community radio station that we are able to share broadly with the whole world. So 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now, or on kboo.fm.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. So we are back in studio with Miss Debbie Wu-Tang.
Hey.
So, of course, you know, here at KBOO, we have values, and, you know, we stand for what's right and what's right all the time. And one of the things that's interesting about Debbie Wu-Tang is, you know, she not only is a renowned comedian, well-known, won many contests, is one of the best in Portland, hands down. But she also had a struggle. So it was, she also had a struggle, and maybe I'll just let them explain to you the challenges that you had to fight through to become, you know, well-known comedian.
Well, you know, we all came here with gifts, I believe, and my gift is the gift of humor. I can make people laugh at some serious things, and that's because I've been through a lot of serious things. I was born a perfect baby 61 years ago, but at 5 months old, I contracted polio. And they also discovered I had spinal bifida and scoliosis. Oh, wow. And they told my mother and father that because my bones not connecting, that I would not be able to birth my own children.
Oh, wow.
And they were devastated by the information. And finally, they told me that I couldn't have any kids, but it was after my third baby. I was like, what?
You proved them wrong, huh?
Yeah, you know, I don't even like kids that much, but I went on to have two more. And just show you that you can do a lot when you don't know you can't do it. Mm-hmm, that word can't kills people and dreams. Mm-hmm. And so I was raised on that word can't, and I've always had to beat that word down and step on it and choke it down, because a lot of people gave me a lot of can'ts, what I can't do.
I know, especially because, you know, I'm fairly new to the comedy world, you know, and I came through, you know, a little naive with all these different expectations, and I found it to be a little different when I actually got in the industry. So I know, being a woman, a comedian, and, you know,
disabled,
you know, if we know that there's was some challenges. So just for being those two, because, you know, of the industry. So how did you overcome those challenges?
Well, I got a lot of practice in my life, because people always discriminate against me because of the way I look, because I was a black girl, because I've always been a heavy girl. Mm-hmm. And then being disabled, people tried to judge me and put me in little boxes. So I had to turn myself into a human box cutter. And always cutting myself out of a box, out of a corner that you want to put me in. And so I figured, if you didn't like anything about the way you see this package, me, that I could get to that bridge was the bridge of humor. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes to laugh and feel good. And I'm going to find something in common that me and you can laugh about. I don't care what side of the world you came from. And if I got to say it in a different language, Ayaseo, Assalamu Alaikum, Ola, I'm going to say it in that language.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a bridge.
Yeah, you're going to find the bridge. Of course, because laughter is universal.
It is. Everybody likes to feel good. If you don't want to like the way I look, that make you feel bad. Well, I can make you laugh and make you feel good. Then you see Debbie, you just start smiling.
It's going to be a good time. Laughter is universal, and what I've learned, I've always knew this, one of the things that drew me to laughter, it's contagious too.
Absolutely.
You know, it's contagious, you know. People look forward to seeing those people that come with laughter and smile, and, you know, oh, here he comes, or here they come, you know, because you know they're going to bring joy. So I can see you've probably been used to this your whole life.
Well, you know, life is about attitude. Yeah. Yes, I've been a victim of many times, but you know what? Now I'm a victor.
Yes.
I'm a victor. I've overcome.
Yes,
I'm that charcoal that got put in a dark place and pressed out a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And no diamond is perfect.
Yes.
Every diamond has a flaw.
Yep.
But you know what? I can still cut through anything. I'm a diamond.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't mean I'm perfect, but I can cut through whatever adversity and come on the other side of it. And that's what I am, just a cheerleader for people who've gone through stuff and think that it's the end. Because can'ts kill people and dreams. I know about that because I remarried in 91 and I lost my husband to suicide in 95.
Of course.
Can'ts killed him. And can'ts killed him. The word can't. And I remarried in 97 and I lost him to lung cancer in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But happy to tell you this, that I got remarried April 1st. Because we were fools each other. And I am married to my new husband. His name is Chris, who's listening. Hi, sweetheart.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. You know they say third time's the charm.
It's the fourth, baby.
Well, fourth time. I had
two husbands pass in a row, but I still believe in the security of marriage.
Yeah.
Social Security. Because that's important. The government recognizes that.
Okay. Debbie. Well, let's talk about something that happened recently here in PDX. Of course, we know Jeff Sessions came in town, Attorney General, and it was a big protest. You know, they brought him in, and of course, he was here because he wants us to crack down, or basically, he wants Portland officials to enforce his immigration laws. Now, myself, I know a little bit about Jeff Sessions because I'm from Alabama, and he was too. He's from Alabama. His political career starts down there early on. And Alabama had some of the toughest, under his leadership, outside of Arizona, Alabama have some of the toughest immigration laws right now under his leadership in Alabama. So I was happy to see that Portland showed up and do what they do best, because Portland is known as a sanctuary city where, you know, they don't follow all the rules that's being in place, and they don't
Yeah, the ISIS has been happening around here.
Of course, they're not so quick to deport, and they're not so quick to just follow all the rules that they want to be. And I can't even tell you all the rules now since Trump's been in office. So.
Well, you know, not only the immigration, which is very important, but also cracking down on the police abuse.
Yeah, of
especially
course.
On people of color.
Yeah, of course.
But I started a plan a long time ago having 5 kids. I said, well, you know what, how can I make this system better? I decided to raise 3 African-American boys that would make a difference. So mm-hmm. one of my sons is the deputy state prosecutor for Pierce County, mm-hmm. Washington State.
Of course.
And so he's making sure the right people go to jail, mm-hmm. not just the people, their color, their skin, but
of
the right people.
The criminals.
Right. I made sure my daughter, who's a college professor, making sure that she is teaching and giving back to
educating,
the community.
Uh-huh.
I have my children give back because many people helped me raise my children in the community. And so that's, I started a long time ago. And I tell all the young parents, you know, you want to really make a difference, start molding your children, grooming mm-hmm, them up to mm-hmm. take over this bad society.
You're right. You are definitely right about that, because kids are the future.
Absolutely.
So we'll be right back with Miss Debbie Woodens, and we'll do a quick break really quick, and then we'll come back and wrap up. You can let us know what you have going on around the Portland area.
Alrighty.
Alright, thank you. What's Life Without Laughter?
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Thank you, Debbie, and thank you, Tissix. What a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Whenever we invest in each other and actually our young people to take over so that we can also change whatever we dislike. And KBOO, I feel, has been doing this for 50 years. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. If you agree with that statement, please share some of your financial wealth with us today or continue to contribute, because, you know, I was not around 50 years ago, and I am tremendously thankful that folks were around thinking ahead with creating such a platform so that we can keep talking with each other and bringing some solutions like Debbie was suggesting, you know, exchanging ideas, exchanging thoughts, making sure we hold each other accountable is what we have tried to create here at KBOO, and I think has been somewhat successful for the last 50 years. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now to make your contribution to your community radio station. KBOO.FM is another great way for you to contribute, share the love, and get to find out all kinds of other things that we have going on the web.
Thank you, Del. And, you know, I'd like to give you a prop as well, because you work here with the Youth Collective. And just an important outreach that we have with the youth here, providing them an opportunity to have their voice, their talents, and to be able to be involved in this collective with everyone as well. And what a diverse group of young people I've been able to talk with them. They're wonderful. Some have started their own radio stations even.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They have their own programming. And again, we just, we need for you to come in and be a part of this. This is an opportunity for you to be able to, again, grow and cultivate our young and cultivate the people who are not young that come in here. And
absolutely.
Just call, you know, 877-500-5266. Come with us now. And remember, we do have, actually, if you call in, we do have a drawing for a $200 gift certificate from Skeleton Key Tattoo in Portland. That is enough money to get a pretty nice tattoo, I'd say. And we're offering a new prize every day of the drive. So again, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and you can donate there. And again, we have a treasure trove of things you can look up there on KBOO.
We have so much happening on KBOO, shows like What is Life Without Laughter, brought to you by T6. This is whenever a community is meeting community. You know, this is a community of comedians and entertainers in the community that are coming to you through the airwaves and using this platform at KBOO to keep you informed, to keep us connected, and to keep us aware of what the folks in that community are working on. And this is really how we get to solutions, by realizing that all of us are a piece of the solution. And 877-500 800-520-5266 is the number to call when you also become part of the solution, when you become part of this community. You already are part of it. You're listening. Show us this love by calling us and letting us know why you donate. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can also go online to kboo.fm to donate there. What's Life Without Laughter is the kind of programming that you love on KBOO. It's the kind of programming that you don't hear anywhere else. Guess what? Because it does not exist anywhere else. KBOO has this ability to give a platform to other community members like you, like me, who, well, really have a lot of things going on. We have a lot of things that we want to say with each other, do say to each other. We also have a lot of ideas, and the only way that we can get to connect with each other is through KBOO and the airwaves. If you agree that this is a program, a tool that you use on a daily basis, please give us a call at 877-500-5266.
Thank you. And, you know, I have been known to go out and actually do some open mic stand-up myself, and there is a huge community. I would say for Portland, a huge community in the comedy sector, in that community as well. And for them to be able to have a chance as well to be able to come on and, again, share what they go through in their art. And it's just a wonderful collective of people out there. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, we would just love for you to come in and be a part of this. Again, remember, this is an opportunity for you to share your voice. Here at KBOO, we've had a lot of big, big voices in this world come here and share it with us, but we've also had a lot of voices here in our community that otherwise would not have had a platform to be able to be heard. Very important. Again, call 877-500-5266. Go to kboo.fm. Donate now. Become a member. Be a part of this community.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Of course, like you heard earlier, Portland is a huge hub for comedy. It's so every night of the week you can hear comedy or perform comedy here in Portland, and it's growing every day. And not only do Miss Wooten here, Debbie, not only does Debbie does comedy, you know, she does do a lot of other things. You know, she's involved in motivational speaking. Of course, we need that to help keep our young people or whoever is lost on target. You know, there's so much corruption going on in the government, in politics, in the world, period. So motivational speaking is definitely something that it's always needed.
Right, and not only am I the voice, but I'm also writing two books. One is called You Can't Hit, You Gotta Outwit. Mm-hmm. It's a parenting book.
Mm-hmm.
On how did That's this cute. Little handicapped polio girl from Chicago raise a lawyer, college professor, vice president of Bank of America, mm-hmm. is all in Portland, mm-hmm. a nurse, mm-hmm. and a supervisor of a Seattle Transit Systems. Mm-hmm. How did she do that? Mm-hmm. What's mm-hmm. the recipe? Uh-huh. So I'm writing that book, and also the other book is called I'm Not Black, I'm Polio.
Okay.
Because I didn't know I was black till I was seven.
Yeah.
Because I went to the Polio Institute, and so when I saw a civil rights march on TV back in 1963, I was in shock, and I noticed my mother was black like those people on the TV, and she started getting upset about it. I put my arms around her. I feel sorry for you people. Don't nobody like y'all. They hit you with the sticks. They make the dogs bite you. They wet you with the water. Woo! I'm glad I'm not black. And my mama said, baby, I'm your mama. You just another shade of brown. I said, and she said, you're black too. I said, no, I'm not. I'm polio. I thought polio was a race. And so my book is called I'm Not Black, I'm Polio, which is the universal race.
That's cute. I like that. I like that.
Polio don't care who you are, what you are. It come get you.
Of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. So where can people hear you? Your upcoming shows, where can they find your work?
I'm on Facebook, YouTube. I'm also a movie actress. So
of
I just
course.
Did a movie called The Pony Man.
Oh,
movie,
wow.
And you can, it's been released on Facebook now. You can see the full length movie. Also, I have a show coming up tonight, a fundraiser for the Harvey hurricane victims.
Okay.
And Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
And I really feel bad about the people in the hurricanes.
Of course.
And then Planned Parenthood is really important. If I had only known about that, maybe I had three kids. I'm just saying I would know how to take care of my body and learn about one thing. It's about education.
Planned Parenthood is, of course, it's for a lot of things.
A lot of things.
It's important that we keep that and keep
Absolutely.
It available for.
And so tonight at the Big Lebowski on 9th and Cooch Street at 8 p.m. is a show. It's going to be an all-woman show. I am the headliner. I'll be going on about 9 o'clock. So if you need a little bit more time, you got
late.
It.
Uh-huh. And
right.
You don't want to miss it. Trust me, as you can hear from this program.
Right. And so tonight we want to raise money for these victims, for the victims of the hurricane and the victims of people who might get cut their funding for to help people. So please come out.
Okay. And also, how can they find you on Facebook?
Debbie, well, we'll do a formal name, Deborah Wooten Williams.
Okay, Deborah.
Or then you can also YouTube me on just Debbie Wooten.
Yeah, we can keep it black, Debbie Wooten.
Debbie Wooten, that's right, woot.
All right, this has been another great episode of What's Life Without Laughter. I'd like to thank our beautiful guest, Miss Debbie Wooten, for coming in the studio, taking out her busy time. We know she have a show coming up. Again, we'll be here every third Wednesday, of course. Please, if you can, go to kboo.fm and tune in and look at all the good things we have offering to this fundraiser. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Coming to you from the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is Free Culture Radio. I'm Doug McVeigh. Free Culture Radio is an examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the ineluctable, indelible, and indispensable influence of drugs on society. Free Culture Radio neither promotes the use of any drugs, nor condemns people for being involved in drugs. To the extent that drug use presents problems for individuals or society, those problems are made worse and more intractable when drug users are treated as others and ignored, stigmatized, and even brutalized. On this installment of Free Culture Radio, it's Wine Part 2. Today we're looking at a new phenomenon, the urban winery. And my guest is Renee Neely at Hip Chicks Do Wine. Renee, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Very cool. How did Hip Chicks get started?
Well, basically, Hip Chicks got started with a trip actually out to Oregon wine country. Laurie and I actually like to do a lot of wine touring on the weekends, and we basically fell in love with the Oregon wine industry.